from stpetecatalyst.com.
And we are back in the Catalyst studio for my mayor with candidate Wenge Newt Newton. How are you, sir?
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my strength, O Lord, my redeemer. I'm great. I'm doing excellent. The campaign is really heating up. We're getting a lot of requests for people that want to sit with us and talk with us and know our plans for leading the city forward. But first and foremost, I want to thank all the fathers out there. Say happy Father's Day in advance. I know they're going to air this tomorrow, so hopefully you'll see it before Father's Day. But I want to thank the real fathers that stepped up and that was taking care of responsibilities. I also want to thank all the single mothers out there who are doing the father's deeds. My mom raised a lot of us by herself, so I know the struggle that you're going through, and I want you to know that you appreciate it also. So happy Father's Day. The campaign's going well. We qualified, and we're on the ballot. We're just waiting to get to all these debates so that people can see that I am the most experienced, most qualified candidate for this race. There's going to be a lot of talking points and a lot of speeches that have been prepared and pre-written for different groups, but know that I was born and raised here, and I know every aspect of what goes on with the city, having served under three mayors, 8 years on the council, 4 years in the legislature, and now I return home to offer myself up to make a difference in this community with the bridges and the relationships that I built. But that's pretty much where we're at right now.
All right, great, thank you. So today we're trying to get our head around the Tropicana Field redevelopment, trying to see what you think are some of the important data points, perspectives, and we broke that up into past, present, and future. Having worked with three mayors, you'll have a good insight into the past, so excited to hear. What do you think we need to know about the past with Tropicana?
Well, I'm glad that subject matter did come up. I'm glad you're looking at the past, because if we don't learn from our history, we're destined to repeat it. And what has happened down in the Tropicana Field site or the Dome Industrial area or the gas plant area was criminal. I mean, they ran an interstate through there and put that whole community on life support. And then subsequently, they dropped the trop on top of them with the promise of economic development and jobs, and none of that stuff materialized. You know, that was our Black Wall Street. If you might not know the history, it was all Black-owned businesses down there. Grocery stores, barbershops, churches, hair salons, shoe shines, convenience stores, all that was right there in that square. The big thing you see now about having flea markets and businesses and parking lots and all that, we never had that problem. We had our own little Black Wall Street. 85% of every dollar that came into that community stayed in that community. But when they came in, they wanted Major League Sports, and they built the Florida Suncoast Dome, because that's what it was. It wasn't the Tropicana Field. It was the Florida Suncoast Dome. They promised jobs and housing and all of this stuff, and none of it. None of it has materialized. The only thing that's happened is the people that like Major League Sports and that own those franchises are making millions, if not billions, of dollars. And that is one thing for sure. But it is located right next to the most impoverished area in the whole county, which is Midtown South St. Pete. It's been that way for the last four county commission, or last five county commission terms, or 20 years, or two decades, however you want to look at it. It's been that way for a long time. And once and for all, we should learn from what happened as we go forward to figure out what we're going to do with that site, to try to make that community whole from which that property came.
And when you talk about making the community whole, again, having been at sort of in the front row of seeing all this transpire, what are the key elements of any trop redevelopment specifically that you think would be the top to address when it comes to making that community whole?
Well, I would say looking into your past. I mean, it was a lot of Black businesses owned down there. They need to have opportunity to have businesses, not just sit up in a parking lot in 85, 90 degree heat for one weekend a month. They need to be able to have a business there so you can have a wealth of entrepreneurs and Black-owned businesses right there where they were. I mean, that's what was supposed. It was supposed to give everybody opportunity. That didn't happen. So when we go forward, we should make sure that we try to be forthright and fulfill those commitments that were made. That's why you have a lot of the problems that you have. You have a seam in the city. You know, Mayor Baker spoke about a seamless city. You have that because that line is drawn there. And like I say, for the last 20 years or five county commission terms or two decades, no one has thought to try to do anything about that. Now that we're in a campaign season, which my friend Mayor Baker calls the silly season, where it's a lot of promises and jargon and whatnot. But I know from which I came. I was born and raised in that area. I know what's needed, and I know exactly how to do it, having served under three mayors.
And as we move to the present, you mentioned that it is the political season, and to there's a lot of action with the TROP coinciding with the politics. So can you kind of give us an overview of how you see the current wranglings, the various stakeholders, and sort of where we need to go to get aligned with them?
Yeah, well, currently where we're at, Joe, is that you have a tenant, which is the Rays, and we had a development agreement, which they own 50% development rights of the TROP site. That was a partnership that we forged way back when we started. It was the Florida Suncoast Dome, and then we had Lightning Hockey and Arena Football. It was in St. Pete first, and then we renamed it the Thunderdome. And then we were awarded the franchise, which was the Devil Rays originally, and that's when it got renamed and naming rights to Tropicana, because the Tropicana Orange Juice Company bought the naming rights. So that's how we got the Tropicana feel. But the partner in this contract, which is the Rays, got 50% development rights, which means they can benefit from helping us develop it. We wanted the partner to come in and help us develop that area and keep those promises, and that never happened. You got 6 or 7 years left on the contract, and to this date, no development has been done down there. No real jobs, no sustaining jobs, no housing, no infrastructure. None of that has been done around that TROP. And unfortunately, the city has been willing, but our other partners not has been willing or able. As you know, what happened when we originally got up under Mayor Baker, it was proposed that they would move all operations to 15 acres on the waterfront. But that wasn't going to happen because they had to fill in half of the bay to make that work. So what I'm going to propose going forward is that we put their baseball operations on 15 acres of the TROP site. And then we could look at developing the rest of it. And they could come in as a development partner. I think it'd be crazy for any businessman, I'm speaking directly to the Rays, to walk away from 86 acres of prime real estate. You get half of the development rights. That's the current contract. So I'm looking forward to them fulfilling what they propose to do. And we support them. We always supported them. I was one of the members on council with a unanimous vote that let them take spring training to Charlotte. We did that. So we've shown that we were willing to support our team and keep Major League Sports here. You know, I could support a Montreal, St. Pete, Montreal baseball team. It's not a problem with me. But we have got to also look at fulfilling the promises that we set forth to the most impoverished area, which sits like right next door to that. Because you have to ask yourself, how can you have a Major League franchise right there making millions, if not billions of dollars, and not a nickel, dime, or quarter roll across the street into the most impoverished area in the whole county? So that's what we at presently, and I think that's what we need to look at going forward.
So I want to dig a little bit into the idea of the redevelopment rights. So you mentioned for a bit there, you mentioned looking backwards, that you would have expected more redevelopment between the city and the Rays to have been done up until now. But then we're also looking at what future development could be done. And to your point, it's a huge opportunity on many different levels. And so, can you sort of dig a little deeper into what you meant by past development, and then sort of what you think the reason why there isn't an alignment on future development when there's such a clear upside to it for everybody?
Well, we have a problem within the city. There's no commitment to providing workforce or affordable housing and or affordable home ownership. You know what I'm saying? You can look at the commitments. We signed a $50 million contract. The winning bid won $50 million to redo the pier. And that got up to $94 million. There's a commitment to overspend, $44 million on the pier. We had one mayor talked about doing a $25 million police station, which is Mayor Baker. Then Foster came in and said, let's talk about doing a $40 million police station. And then Christman came in and spent $85 million on the police statement. So I submit to you, Joe, the commitment is there. It's just misplaced. It's not where it needs to be. Yes, we have a housing problem, but we also have property to rent to remedy that problem. The last piece of property, contiguous 86-acre beak of property that can help to that end. But there has been no leadership in that area. There has been no willingness or dedication to get that done. Like I said, $50 million for a bid for the pier was won. In the end, it was $94 million spent. We had an initial price to renovate the police station, which they needed, of $25 million. In the end, $85 million was spent. So the dedication and commitment is there. It's just misplaced. It's nothing happening in the areas of greatest neglect, which is Midtown South St. Pete, which abuts that 86-acre TROP site.
Okay. Thank you. So when we look forward, if you're elected mayor, and you know we sort of start to piece together a North Star that we all walk towards with regard to the Tropicana field development, what is that? How would you express that North Star that we're walking towards?
Well, when I'm elected mayor, what I'm going to do is I learned, like I said, I served under three previous mayors, Mayor Baker, Mayor Foster, and Mayor Kreisman. So I know exactly how they dealt with the raise. One was more supportive, which is Mayor Baker. I mean, when the raise won the pennant and they came down the gangway at the airport, the first thing they saw was all the council and also the community there to greet them and congratulate them and celebrate their accomplishments. When Foster came in, he was kind of hands off. You know, he really didn't want to do anything. And now that the current administration is really much into building building legacies. That's all it's about, putting legacies up in their name at the funding and the commitment and the charge of the taxpayers. That's who got to pay it. My grandkids got to pay out those bonds. So it's going to be a lot of debt there. So what I'm going to do and what I didn't see them do in my 8 years on the council governing with them was that they go in to negotiate with the Rays on their own. You know, we got a whole floor of lawyers. I mean, it's a whole floor of lawyers. And we also have a council. And if you understand the format of government and a strong matter format of government, the mayor does not vote. Baker didn't vote, Foster didn't vote, and Kreisman doesn't vote. Okay? Mayor controls administration and staff. Council does all the voting. The eight council members does all the voting, and the eight council members control the money for what project is to be. So I would like to see an environment where we have the Rays there, I'm there as the mayor, our city legal team, and the council. Therefore, we can find out something that'll work for all of us. What's best for the taxpayers who's paying the freight, what's gonna work good for the Rays, who they want a split season St. Pete Montreal team, and also what's good for the community from which that property came. I think sitting there, you'll be able to get five votes, because you don't need all eight of them, you just need five of them to be able to move this forward. And I think that's what's gonna work. It would be in the Rays' best interest to agree to something like that, because the clock is ticking. And like I said, they're businessmen. No one's going to walk away from 50% equity and 86 acres of prime real estate in the hottest city in the country. So I'm hopeful that we can do that going forward. I'm hopeful that we can support and keep Major League Sports here in St. Pete for the life of me. I don't know why you would run all over the place looking for a home when you got a home and the people support you. I mean, they've been supporting you from day one. We got a franchise. We didn't get a team. So we had to develop it, build it, and make it what it was. And to that end, I think the negotiation and the contracts that have been set forth have been very beneficial to the Rays, not much so much to the taxpayers and the community at which that stadium sits.
And when you see all the factors that play into this potential development, into these negotiations, how do you feel about a consultant? Do you think that's to bring in an objective third-party consultant to try to bring some more transparency and maybe objectivity to the different numbers that are floating around would be a worthy endeavor?
No, what I would do is you have to be able to benchmark against what has happened. This is not the first time a major league team won in the stadium. And this is also not the first time a major league team threatened to leave. I want to pay homage to Mayor Foster. I served under Mayor Foster. He did go and retain a major league attorney that dealt with teams leaving before their contract was up and the threats and all of that. He retained him. I don't know if we still have that attorney on retainer, but I want to give him homage for that because that was a smart thing to do. Under Mayor Kreisman, our tortious interference, which is the bond that held that contract so tight, was relaxed so the Rays can go do what they're doing. They can have all these different cities and entities talking about what's best for them when St. Pete was the one that paid it all to have Major League Sports here in this region. And St. Pete has always been in the region for the people that are saying we need to keep sports in the region. It's always been here. But we need to also make sure that getting a consultant. I mean, I would go and look at cities and me personally would go travel to cities and speak with individuals who have dealt with this so we know how to go forward. Having a consultant is fine, but the problem with that is you're just paying somebody to tell you what you already know. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, when you do get those consultants, you're just putting off a decision that you should make. I think me and five council members can get this done with the raise. I do. With or without a consultant. I think that's just another waste of time and money if you ask me. You have to put the people to the table. People would always tell you that as elected officials, we're here to make decisions. And the people put us there to make these tough decisions. Yes, they did, but they put us there to make informed decisions. We have to go out and get the information to make the right decision. This is not the first time something like this has happened. The split season thing, yes, but building stadiums and looking at what the impact would be or what could be, it's going to be important. You got to remember, it's an 86-acre site. Once the Rays go, season's over, that whole site sits dormant. So it's doing nothing for the city. Me, I'm looking at, my proposal would be to have them have a 15-acre, all their sports on 15 acres. This is what their proposal was for the waterfront. So move it closer to MLK, 15 acres. Also, if you want to do a split season, great. I support that. If it's going to keep Major League Sports in our city, I support that. And if we're going to put a bigger stake into the team building a new stadium, I think St. Pete should be somewhere in the name. So I support a St. Pete Montreal Rays team. You know, and then when they're gone for the half season, we should have full access and control of that stadium to be able to generate revenue and do events that will get money back to the people who paid the bill, which would be the taxpayers. I think that's only fair. So that's what I'm looking to do. As far as development, I saw this morning we got a 20-story housing structure with rental properties going up just on 3rd Avenue and 17th Street, which abuts the TROP site. So we're already getting what they call impact from potential development. The same thing with transit. I mean, we just got $3.3 million from the federal government for our bus rapid transit. And that's going to go from the beaches to downtown St. Pete, so it can bring more people from the beach hotels to the game. So we got the infrastructure is getting put into place for this. We just need to make sure going forward that we make it inclusive to all the people here in St. Pete so they can get those jobs, they can spend that money in these communities, and that dollar can turn 7 times before it leaves to make it all worthwhile for everybody involved.
I appreciate the perspective. Candidate Newton. Always good to see you.
Thanks
for stopping by the studio, and we'll see you again in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
From stpetecatalyst.com.